Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Monday, March 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the city of Wauchula will be working on Florida Avenue Monday, March 15th, up to Friday, March 19th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tree trimming will take place on Monday, and the transfer of wire to new poles will take place Tuesday through Friday. Please be cautious of our city workers in the area. In Highlands County, foggy conditions likely contributed to a wreck on State Road 70 east of Lonesome Road around 7:30 in the morning, involving at least three vehicles. At this point, two patients have been transported to a local hospital. All lanes of State Road 70 are shut down while cleanup continues. No further information is available at this time. A Tampa woman was arrested by the Polk County Sheriff's Office early Saturday, March 13th, after she sprayed store employees with a chemical spray while trying to get away during a retail theft and then fled from deputies. 31-year-old Nikita Lindsay's evening ended at the Polk County Jail with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and one count each of robbery with a weapon, fleeing to elude, possession of alprazolam, and driving while license suspended and revoked. She was also issued citations for running a traffic light, operating a motor vehicle in the wrong direction, and operating a vehicle at night without headlights activated. According to the arrest affidavit, when an employee offered to assist her, Lindsay warned her that she would slap the glasses off of her face if the employee didn't move. Lindsay tried to push a shopping cart full of stolen merchandise out of the store, but the wheels locked, and she intentionally sprayed two of the employees with a chemical spray. Three employees went outside thinking that Lindsay was leaving, but she turned the vehicle around and accelerated directly toward the women. A responding deputy located Lindsay's Dodge Journey minivan and attempted a traffic stop, but Lindsay accelerated and sped off through heavy traffic with her headlights off, and she ignored a red traffic light. Due to the amount of traffic, the deputy did not pursue the vehicle, but it was found abandoned with a flat tire nearby. Deputies spread out and were able to find Lindsay nearby as she was about to enter into an Uber vehicle. Detectives described Lindsay's minivan as being loaded with suspected stolen items from various department stores. Many of the items still had price tags and anti-theft devices still attached. It was estimated that the value of the merchandise recovered was worth around $7,000. Nikita Lindsay's prior criminal history consists of 5 felonies and 12 misdemeanors, including previous charges of robbery, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, resisting, drug possession, and numerous charges for driving with a license suspended or revoked, and violations of probation. Your local events tonight at Heritage Park from 6 to 8 p.m. It's open mic night. Come on down and listen to some hometown performances. And this Friday at the historic Wauchula City Hall, they will be playing the Tom Hanks classic Forrest Gump as part of their movie series. Admission is free. The location will vary between the historic City Hall Auditorium and Heritage Park in accordance with CDC guidelines. Your jobs here in Hardy County. SB Superior Maintenance LLC is looking for a service porter. They need a responsible person with experience in maintenance and cleaning. Step Up Suncoast is looking for a bilingual home visitor. Fluency in both English and Spanish is required, and Education and Empowerment is looking for a care worker, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of caregiving experience, and a driver's license or Florida ID card are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is secure. securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, please make sure to send them to us as well. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 90. Mostly sunny, the air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds north at 4 miles an hour with gusts up to 6. Humidity is humid 59%. Dew point 65. The cloud cover 19%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:26 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the upper 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In its March forecast, the USDA projected a minor decrease in production of Florida oranges and kept Florida grapefruit steady for the 2021 season. Last week, the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service report predicted a less than 1% decrease in Florida orange production from 56 million boxes to 55.5 million. Florida grapefruit production remained at 4.6 million boxes. Production of specialty citrus held steady at 1.05 million boxes. February's Ag Economy Barometer reading of 165 changed a little from January, down just 2 points. And according to agrimarketing.com, producers continue reporting strong current farm conditions as February's current conditions index value of 200 is near its all-time high. But continuing a trend from last fall, the index of future expectations drifted lower at 148, 3 points below January. February marked the third time in the last 4 months that future expectations declined, leaving it 20% below October's peak. U.S. beef and pork exports opened 2021 below the large volumes posted a year ago, according to USDA's January data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom says that January beef exports were very strong to South Korea and continued to gain momentum in China. And while pork exports to China declined as expected, shipments increased to a range of markets, including Japan, Central America, and the Philippines.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. CitrusIndustry.net is reporting that HLB-resistant citrus crops might not be far off, as a new research project is aimed at combating the disease. HLB, or citrus greening disease, is one of the most destructive diseases of citrus worldwide. The disease, originally from China, was first discovered in the United States in 2005. HLB continues to impact Florida citrus crops as well as crops in California and throughout the world. While there is no cure for HLB, the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, along with other land-grant colleges like Texas A&M and Washington State, are developing citrus cultivars that are resistant to the disease. Researchers from the University of California's Riverside have been breeding citrus varieties using several Australian cultivars which show high resistance to HLB. The hope is that these cultivars will be just as profitable as current citrus varieties. The study, in the beginning of its three-year phase, will also be working with several Florida citrus growers to test the cultivars as well as figuring out best management practices for improving the growing conditions of citrus. For more resources and for other great information, check out the University of Florida's All In for Citrus podcast. Just search for All In for Citrus on your favorite podcast app.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. No clear direction on Wall Street at the start of the week. The key averages bouncing between small gains and modest losses during morning trading. More fallout from Brexit, the European Union taking legal action against the UK, arguing it does not respect the conditions of the Brexit withdrawal agreement and is violating international law. Swiss authorities confirm a police raid at the home of a Swiss hacker who took credit for helping to break into a U.S. security camera company's online networks, part of what the hacker cites as an effort to raise awareness of the dangers of mass surveillance. House Speaker Pelosi pledging swift work by Congress on a fiscally sound job and infrastructure package. However, Pelosi says she's not sure whether the next big item on President Biden's agenda will attract any Republican backing. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with college basketball. Wrapped up the season Sunday. The tournament is next. Meanwhile, Illinois took the Big Ten tournament in a 91-88 overtime win over Ohio State.
Ayo Dosunmu, with 16 points, was one of six Illini players to score in double figures. Dwayne Washington led 21-9 Ohio State with 32 points. The Buckeyes came from 17 down in the first half to force the overtime, but Illinois had the advantage in the extra period.
That's correspondent Tom McCabe. So top-ranked Gonzaga holds the first overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The Bulldogs try and become the first undefeated champion since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. Gonzaga heads the West bracket. Baylor is number one in the South. Illinois is tops in the Midwest, and Michigan holds the top seed in the East. Kansas and Virginia made it into the bracket, even though they had COVID outbreaks. This is SRN Sports. Lots of action in the NBA yesterday. It was OKC over the Grizzlies, 128-122. Warriors, 131. Utah, 119. The Sixers got the better of the Spurs, 134-99. Miami, 102. Orlando, 97. The Hawks beat Cleveland, 100-82. It was the Celtics over Houston, 134-107. Minnesota beat Portland, 114-112. Bulls, 118. Toronto, 95. And New Orleans got by the Clippers rather handily, 135-115. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was Minnesota 4, Arizona 1. Carolina edged the Detroit Red Wings 2-1. It was the Stars 2 and the Blue Jackets 1. That one in a shootout. Colorado over the Kings handily 4-1. The Islanders also needed the shootout to beat the New Jersey Devils yesterday 3-2. It was Ottawa edging Toronto 4-3. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: occasionally a true friend gives not his hand, but his paw. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.